I wanted to do the chord maze by myself, but now I'm lost. What if I never get out and my parents leave me here?
I'm sure your parents would never leave you, just like God will never leave you. Have you ever gotten lost? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When I was about 10 years old, my cousin and I got separated from our parents at the shopping mall. We were so afraid. We looked in every part of the mall for our families, and then we just gave up. But you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to pray. We should have known that God would help us. Like he said in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave you or abandon you." And now let's listen to our story. It's called The Corn Maze. Kevin was lost. The corn stalks were so far above his head that even when he jumped, he couldn't see any way out. If only he hadn't insisted on going into the corn maze by himself. His mom and dad had both offered to come with him, but he wanted to go on his own. Now he was lost, alone, and afraid. It was starting to get cold. He put his hands on his upper arms. What if he couldn't find his way out by nightfall? What if it started to rain? What if he had to use the bathroom? All sorts of possible disasters filled his mind. A couple had passed him a few turns back, but Kevin hadn't seen anybody since. He should have followed the couple. He should have never come in by himself. So many should-haves filled his thoughts. He heard footsteps then, the heavy footsteps of a grown man, but the twists and turns of the maze hid the man from his view. What if it was a kidnapper? What if he never saw his family again? The footsteps came closer still. "Dad!" Kevin's heart soared. "I hope you don't mind," Dad said. "I know you wanted to do this all by yourself, but you were taking so long, your mother and I were worried about you." Kevin gave his father the biggest hug ever. "I thought you might leave me here." "Are you kidding me? We would never leave you, just like God will never leave you. No matter how lost you may seem to be, God is with you. When we were lost in sin with no hope of finding our way out, he sent Jesus to save us. Since you trust in him, he will always be with you and help you." Kevin frowned. "He wasn't helping me find my way out of the maze." "But he was," said Dad. "He sent me, didn't he?" "I didn't even remember to pray," said Kevin. "I was too focused on finding my own way." God knew the prayers of your heart even if you didn't speak them to God. God always knows. He'll always be with you. God loves you even more than your mom and I do, and that's a lot. So how about you? Have you ever been afraid? I mean, really afraid. Maybe you were lost like Kevin. Maybe you were sick. Maybe you were moving to a new neighborhood and you worried you might never make any friends. God wants to hear your little worries as well as your big ones. He loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to find you when you were lost. So trust him to be with you and help you whenever you're afraid. Our key verse today is Hebrews 13:5.
God himself has said, "I will never leave you or abandon you."
And our key thought for today, pray when you're afraid.
Hey, Zach. I know I accepted Jesus into my heart, but sometimes I don't feel like he's close to me. What do I do about that?
Hi there. It's great that you've invited Jesus into your heart. Sometimes it might not feel like he's very close, but I want you to remember, feelings can change a lot. And just because you don't always feel Jesus, that doesn't mean he isn't there. The best way to stay close to Jesus, even when your feelings are hard to understand, is to keep learning about him and talking to him. You can do this by reading your Bible, and by praying, and by spending time with other believers in your church. So even when your feelings are a bit confusing, remember to keep reaching out to Jesus. He's always there, even if you can't feel him all the time. I hope that helps you understand. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.